you please turn to John, the Gospel of John, the last chapter in the Gospel of John. That would be number 21. John 21. God willing, I'm going to read verses 1 through 14. John 21, 1 through 14. This is, as described by John, the third time that Jesus showed himself to his disciples after that he was risen from the dead. The third time that he showed himself to his disciples as a group after he was risen from the dead. John 21, verse 1. After these things, Jesus showed himself again to the disciples at the Sea of Tiberias, and on this wise showed he himself. There were together Simon Peter and Thomas called Didymus and Nathanael of Cana in Galilee and the sons of Zebedee and two other of his disciples. Simon Peter saith unto them, I go a fishing. They say unto him, We also go with thee. They went forth and entered into a ship immediately, and that night they caught nothing. But when the morning was now come, Jesus stood on the shore, but the disciples knew not that it was Jesus. Then Jesus saith unto them, Children, have you any meat? They answered him, No. And he said unto them, Cast the net on the right side of the ship, and ye shall find. They cast, therefore, and now they were not able to draw it for the multitude of fishes. Therefore that disciple whom Jesus loved saith unto Peter, It is the Lord. Now when Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he girt his fisher's coat unto him, for he was naked, and did cast himself into the sea. And the other disciples came in a little ship, for they were not far from land, but as it were 200 cubits, dragging the net with fishes. As soon then as they were come to land, they saw a fire of coals there, and fish laid thereon, and bread. Jesus saith unto them, Bring of the fish which ye have now caught. Simon Peter went up and drew the net to land full of great fishes, 153. And for all there were so many, yet was not the net broken. Jesus saith unto them, Come and dine. And none of the disciples durst ask him, Who art thou? Knowing that it was the Lord. Jesus then cometh and taketh bread and giveth them, and fish likewise. This is now the third time that Jesus showed himself to his disciples after that he was risen from the dead. If I read that correctly, brethren, that's John, the Gospel of John, chapter 21, verses 1 through 14. Let's pray. Our Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for the privilege to read it. Thank you for giving us Bibles in writing the written Word of God that we can read it. Thank you, Father, that you've given us insight into it. You've rebirthed us. You've regenerated us. You've planted your Holy Spirit in us, and we're able to see things others can't see. We just thank you for that. We praise you for it, Lord. But we confess there's so much to be seen that we haven't studied, we haven't prayed over it. But feed us, O God, now on your word, as Jesus fed the disciples on this day. Feed us with spiritual food, Lord. We desire it. We know our heart's hungry and faint and poor. Behold us, Lord, assembled at thy mercy's door, thy bounty to obtain. O God, feed us now. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. I pray it in Jesus' name, that name above every name. Amen. I have in my Bible at least four marks here where I recorded that I have preached from this text, tried to. One of them says, Sturgeon Creek, May 5th, 19, or 2019. That would be about 2 years ago. I guess I was doing what I'm doing this year, is loving to study about the death of Christ and His resurrection and His time on earth before He ascended to the Father. And I didn't plan it like this. I pray God did, that as we study the crucifixion and the death and the resurrection, that we study after that the things that Jesus did before He ascended back to heaven. He's about to ascend to heaven. I didn't research how long after the resurrection this took place. At least a couple of weeks. He appeared to the disciples on the resurrection day. They were in that room. Remember, they were in that room, and then Thomas was not there. And then a week later, he appeared. Jesus again, we know it was 7 days, and now this is the third time that He's appeared. He told them before He died, before He gave His life, and He told them afterwards, said, go into Galilee and meet me there. And now they're in Galilee. They're in Galilee now. And they're on the Sea of Galilee. It's called the Sea of Tiberias. It goes by more than one name. And that's where they are. And so let's take the verses, brethren, one by one. It says here, after these things. Well, what things? After these things, Jesus showed Himself again to the disciples. And this time it's at the Sea of Tiberias. After He showed Himself to the disciples, after He died, after He was buried, after He rose again, after He showed Himself to that group minus Thomas, and then after He showed Him to the group with Thomas, and He said, Thomas, come over here. Remember that? Come over here, Thomas. You who say you won't believe until you touch. Come on over here and touch me. Take a look. It was after that. After these things, brethren, and now they're in Galilee. After these things, Jesus showed Himself again, yet another proof, brethren, of our risen Lord. He showed Himself again to the disciples at the Sea of Tiberias, and on this wise showed He Himself. John, he writes a wonderful account of it. He says, and this is how it happened. This is what happened. They're together. There's seven of them, brethren. Seven of the disciples, and they are the apostles also. That verse 2, there were together, and here he names them, all but two, Simon Peter, Thomas, that's the one who doubted, we studied about last week or week before, I think it was, Thomas, called Didymus, Nathanael of Cana in Galilee. Jesus said one time about Nathanael, if I'm not mistaken, behold an Israelite in whom is no guile. And it wasn't that same Nathanael says, how you know me? Jesus says, well, I saw you when you were under the fig tree, Nathanael. Nathanael of Cana in Galilee, and the sons of Zebedee. Now, who were they? James and John, the brothers. They were fishermen when Jesus called them into His service. And now they're back. They're back going fishing. Watch this. Sons of Zebedee. And then He says, and two other disciples. We're not told. They're not named. You know, it just occurred to me, one of them must have been John that was not named, because John's in the boat with Peter. So maybe he's one of these two. I don't know. I'll have to think about that. Maybe you think about it. We discuss it. Anyway, there are seven of them, it appears. Simon Peter says unto them, I go a-fishing. You see, brethren, they're waiting. They're waiting on the Lord. He said, go into Galilee and meet me there. And they're waiting in Galilee. As far as I know, He gave them no other instruction but to go there. Now, He doesn't have a problem, I don't think, with them going fishing. They're hard-working men. There's a lot of them, if not most of these, were fishermen anyway. They're at the Sea of Tiberias. They're on the Sea of Galilee. So they say, Peter says, I'm going fishing. And they say unto Him, we also go with thee. We're going too. We're going to go with you. They went forth, verse 3. and entered into a ship immediately. I don't know if some of them owned a boat, or if there were boats there for rent, or they knew somebody that had a boat. Don't know, we're not told, but they go and they go fishing. And they fish all night long. I'm thinking that they go maybe late in the afternoon, maybe, and they fish all night. These were men, brethren, that I believe this. They were fishermen by trade, a lot of them. Simon Peter was, and I guess Andrew was. James and John were, because we're told that specifically. They knew how to fish. And I don't think, brethren, they were going fishing necessarily for the fun of it. I mean, it was a job for them. They probably caught fish and they ate fish and they probably sold fish, I think. So they knew how to catch fish. They knew where the fish were. They worked at it. I think I told you this before. Please bear with me if I have. I have a friend who told me one time that he said, when I was a boy, I would go fishing with my uncles. And he said they would go. Now, when they would go, they would go and they would stay all day long. Biting or not, catching fish or not, they'd stay all day long. Maybe because they liked it so good, maybe because they needed food, I don't know. But I remember as a boy going fishing with my granddaddies, both of them, and they stayed a long time, and I'd get so miserable. And I'd want to throw rocks in the water or throw the bait in the water, or I'd just be miserable. A kid. I wasn't catching fish, and I'd get bored. These men, brethren, I think they were going to maybe try to catch fish to sell, catch fish to eat, maybe to give away. Anyway, they fished all night. They caught nothing. I would have come home and gone to bed. I would have. I wouldn't have stayed out there all night. I wouldn't have done it. They did. When the morning was come, verse 4, when the morning was now come, Jesus stood on the shore. Don't you love that, brethren? Jesus shows up. They're waiting for him. As far as I know, they don't know where he is. Days pass, probably. And they go fishing, fish all night, catch nothing. And the next morning, Jesus is on the shore. But they don't know it's him. As far as I can tell, they know it's a man there. Verse 4, but the disciples knew not that it was Jesus. Then Jesus saith unto them, he calls out to them, children, have ye any meat? Have y'all ever gone fishing, caught no fish, and somebody comes up and says, having any luck? You just don't want to be asked that, do you? I don't like it when they ask me that if I've been fishing and caught nothing, didn't get a bite. I don't give a very pleasant answer usually. I haven't been fishing. I don't know when I've been fishing, but when I would fish, I didn't like people to ask me that. And if I had a cooler full, you know, I'd be kind of false modest. Well, yeah, we caught a few. You know how it is. But when you don't catch any, you just don't want to be asked. Jesus says, have you any meat? Now, did he know the answer to that question? Of course he did. They answered him, as John writes it, in a word, no. No. I wonder if they said any more than that. But at least they said no. And this man, brethren, on the shore, that they don't know who he is, they're still at a distance from him. He calls out to them and he says, cast the net on the right side of the ship and you'll catch fish. You'll find some. They're on the right side. When I've read this, brethren, it says they cast therefore. They threw the net over there. When I've read this before, I've wondered about those men that they got this stranger on the shore. They fished all night. They probably have tried everything they know to do to catch fish. And it's all come up empty. And this total stranger says, well, throw it out one more time, this time on the right, and you're going to catch some fish. And they did that. Now, I don't know the answer to this. I don't know, but they didn't know it was Jesus. As far as they knew, just maybe they thought it was some expert fisherman there that knew the waters or knew the area. I don't know. I don't know why they would do it. I put myself in their sandals and I think, I don't think I would have done it. I'm tired. My net's in the boat. I'm coming in. I'm tired. This is it. No, I'm not going to do it. But they did it. And the man said, if you'll do it, you'll find fish. If you'll do what I say, you'll find fish. They cast therefore, and now they were not able to draw it for the multitude of fishes. They couldn't get it in the boat. It was so full of fishes. That's Jesus, brethren. That's Him. That's the one who says to the winds and the waves, obey my will. Peace. Be still. Stop. It's the one who says to water, you are now wine. The one who says to a leper, I will, be thou healed. It's the one who says to a dead man, come out of there right now. And he comes out. Therefore, that disciple whom Jesus loved saith unto Peter. Peter and John are in the boat together. And guess what? John says, it is the Lord. Well, how about that? Sure it is. Sure it is. Who else can do that? It is the Lord. It's Jesus, Peter. Now, when Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he put on his fisher's coat and jumped in. He was naked. I've read what men say about him being naked. He wasn't buck naked. He had on his underclothes. Maybe he could work better taking off his coat. I don't know. But he jumped in. He jumped in the water. Why did he jump in? I think to swim, to get there before anybody else could. I think Peter was impulsive. You know that. He was a brash man. And he spoke sometimes without thinking. I think he did things without thinking. And he jumps in the water. And I picture him just swimming to the shore to get to Jesus. He jumped in the water. This is the same man, brethren, that walked on the water one time. How about that? How about that? He didn't walk on the water this time. It's a different lesson, a different time and place. Same sea, I guess, but a different time. But this time he jumps in. I think he's swimming to the shore. And the other disciples came in a little ship. I guess John and maybe some more in the boat. I don't know, but they come in. And the other disciples, they help with the net. They were not far from land, about 200 cubits. A cubit is about, I think it's from here to here, I think. I don't know, 18 inches or so. Foot and a half, 200. That'd be about 300 feet, 100 yards. I'm doing the math, I may be wrong. But they were out there not far, dragging the net with fishes. The boats are pulling in the net. As soon as they were come to land, brethren, it gets better. As soon as they were come to land, they see a fire and fish cooking on the fire and bread. Oh, man. Oh, man, brethren, the master of ocean and sky and sea, the master, he has there a fire going and he's cooking for them. He's cooking fish and bread there. I surmise that they're cold, they're tired, they're hungry. What better thing to have a fire to warm up by and some food right there. Just be ready in a little bit, cooking on the fire. Jesus saith unto them, bring of the fish which ye have now caught. I puzzle over that, brethren, because he's got fish cooking. Some say, well, he needed more, so he said, bring them. I don't think he needed more. He might have. I wouldn't argue about it. But he says, bring some of the fish you caught. Verse 11, Simon Peter went up and drew the net to land full of great fishes, 153. Big fishes, great fishes, 153. I think he said, bring some of those fish in so that old Peter would say, well, let's count. Let's see how many we got here. Let's see about this mess of fish right here. And for all, there were so many, yet was not the net broken. Not one was lost. One man studying this passage said, well, that's a sort of a picture there of the gospel net. And that not one person born again of God will ever be lost. The net's not going to break. No holes in the net. God's hand, we're secure in it. Not one shall perish or be lost. His blood has bought them, dear they cost. That's a picture there, someone said, of the gospel net. Maybe it's pretty to think about. For all there were so many, yet was not the net broken. Now the next verse, brethren, is the one that to me is the most beautiful. It stands out to me in this passage, in this narrative, in this event. Jesus saith unto them, they're coming out of the boats, out of the water. They got the fish pulled up, the nets pulled up. The fire's cooking the fish and the bread. Jesus, who's been dead and is now alive, who told them, meet me in Galilee. He's standing on the shore. He's given them a bountiful harvest of fish. They've been up all night. They follow his instruction. They're there gathered now to him on the shore. And his words are, come and dine. Come to me, sit down, rest, have something to eat. Oh, brethren, that the man Christ Jesus, he's gone to the cross for them. He's died. He's suffered for them. He's risen again, and he's soon to return to heaven. He says to these men, come over here. Come on over here. Come and dine. Come and dine. Get something to eat. Some things I see in this, brethren, that I thought was, I know you have some. God give you thoughts and insight. Brethren, the crucifixion has now occurred 2 or 3 weeks before, I don't know, some days before, and Jesus is risen again, and he's appeared to them twice in Jerusalem, apparently, in a room. Now he's on the seashore. Days after this, and he's told them, come and meet me here. And they're waiting, they're looking for him, and he shows up. He doesn't tell them when he's coming, or exactly where. But they're going about their lives. Peter says, I'm going fishing. The others say, okay, we're with you, we're going too. And maybe they've been in a place and they've been praying and waiting and waiting and praying and waiting, and Jesus doesn't show up, and now I don't think they gave up, brethren, but they just said, let's do something different today. I'm going fishing. Well, we're going with you. And so they leave this wherever they were, house, wherever they were, and they go fishing. And they stay up all night. They catch nothing. They're empty. They're tired. Maybe hungry, cold, maybe disappointed, maybe wondering, well, where is he anyway? And he comes at a time, I think, unexpected. But a time when they need him. They've been unsuccessful in what they're trying to do. And they're tired now. And they're sleepy and want to go home. And there's this stranger on the shore. And he says, how'd you do? How did y'all do last night? And they say, not good. We caught nothing. And he says, well, throw it over there one more time, on the right side this time. And they throw it, and they can't even put the fish in the boat. There are so many. They just row the boat and pull the net to the shore. And he says, come on up here and eat. Get by the fire and eat. To me, brethren, I've never read this in any commentary. I've never heard it preached, but to me, brethren, to me, here's how this event strikes me, brethren. I get excited about the studying about the crucifixion and the resurrection, the prophecies of it, the fact of it. I get excited about putting a cross up on our lawn out there and a beautiful purple material on it, And I want others to know about it, and I want to talk about it and pray about it and think about it. And then days pass, and the crucifixion sort of fades in my mind, because time does that for me. And I think sometimes, I'm just not very motivated right now. I'm not very excited about it. And then Jesus shows up, brethren. He shows up at a time when I need him to show up and inspire me and motivate me and cook me a nice meal of fish and hush puppies and say, come on over here by the fire. I'm still here. I'm right here. I'm right here for you. You fish all night and don't catch anything, it's okay. I got it. I will make you profitable. I will help you. I will help you catch fish. I will help you do what you need to do and do what I want you to do. I'll help you. I'll help you. That's the lesson in this to me. To me, it may not be to you. You might have, or it might be. I don't know. But that's just the fact that Jesus, you know, he shows up. He didn't say, boys, meet me Tuesday morning early by the seashore and I'll have you some food and y'all go on and fish. And everything is going to be done in order. And you won't have to worry about a thing. I'm going to tell you everything I'm doing. Jesus doesn't operate like that, brethren. He just says, serve me. And we go out and we go out and we go out. And sometimes we think we're successful. And other times we think, why am I doing this? And I think probably the apostles that morning thought, why? What are we doing? What are we doing? Where is he? We can't even catch a fish. And he says, follow me, I'll make you fishers of men. Where is he? But then, brethren, when they're worn out, I think, and tired and hungry, cold, there he is. Did y'all catch any fish? No, we didn't. We'll throw one more time. And if they throw in and they can't even bring them in, and he says, come on up here. Come on up here and eat. To me, brethren, one of the lessons in this is just a reminder from Jesus and some encouragement from Jesus. Keep on. Keep on fishing. Keep on throwing the net. Keep on. Keep on. Don't stop. Don't give up. Don't give up. This is now the third time that Jesus showed himself to his disciples after that he was risen from the dead. He comes, he takes bread, and he gives them bread and fish likewise. And he comforts them, and he strengthens them, and he's with them. And he says, hey, I'm still here, guys. I'm still here. I'm with you. I'll be with you always, even to the end of the world, the end of your world, the end of your life. I'll be right here with you. God bless you and me to remember that, to remember that. Oh, Father in heaven, thank you for your word. Thank you that the Apostle John was inspired of your Holy Spirit to record this event. I pray, Lord, that the things that I think I've seen in it, that there are things you want us to see, that you would show us as we go about our lives, oh Lord, may we not just get discouraged. And when we do, we pray Jesus comes and helps us, feeds us, nourishes us, warms us with his loving care and helps us. May we be diligent, Lord, in doing your work and your will in the days that you've given us, in the days that we have left. We pray it in the name of Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Amen. If you love the Lord, brethren, it's because he first loved you. If you want to serve him here with the people of this church, come forward as we sing, and you'll be received in any way the gospel authorizes.